Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
The U.S. national debt is now more than $33 trillion for the first time in history, and there's no sign of the debt snowball slowing down. Some projections estimate that our national debt will pass $50 trillion in 7 years. Now, a couple of considerations come to mind. First, we're paying interest on this debt. And as interest rates increase, there's less of the federal budget that can be spent on existing obligations. Second, we're financing our children's future. Debt is simply getting something now and paying for it later. The consequences of massive debt doesn't care about party labels either. Both Republican and Democratic citizens will suffer. And it's our children and grandchildren who will end up paying the bill.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.